Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner, our weekly feature here on WLRH that shines a spotlight on talented Tennessee Valley writers. Today, we get to experience the poetry form called A Sestina. It features six stanzas of six lines each, followed by a final triplet. Author Donna Geis will introduce you to her subject, her great aunt Irma.
I wrote this sestina as a tribute for a great aunt who suffered a head injury as a young child that left her with certain limitations, which made her dependent upon her many siblings after her parents died. She pieced quilt tops by hand with precision, dipped snuff, and lived by her own rules. The title is Aunt Irma, but in Southern tradition, she was known to us all as Aunt Irma. Aunt Irma. The Wheel of Fortune, her favorite show, premiered 4 years after Granddad's final round. Orphaned at 55, she was left to spaces made by 11 siblings, who welcomed her scrubby-haired dolls and fabric remnants, and her fondness for common roadside blooms. How often were car doors opened for bright blooms spotted in ditches, butterfly weeds with shows of orange plumes and dried bitterweed remnants, and candied honeysuckle vines twined round the waist of a bunched bouquet, to be welcomed into that week's home as they both traded spaces. Her brothers and sisters knew well her spaces, a wood slat chair, a poster bed, a stand where blooms in jelly jars sated in well water welcomed her risings, chimed by a clock, never set to show daylight savings, but to her time. She settled round their tables as a part, but never as a remnant. She held to rural tradition, a remnant of bygone years, when snuff filled space behind lips, cocoa-colored dust under round tin lids sealed short glasses, but failed to seal blooms of brown clouds as she laughed or sang, a show on birthdays that young nieces and nephews welcomed. Six emptied and washed snuff glasses were welcomed, wrapped in brown bags at wedding teas, her remnants, for an event she would never experience nor show her presence. Those gifts occupy revered space on shelves and in new lives. Like glossy, swirling blooms, they are reminders each time supper comes round. When the sun shined too hot or winter wound round, scissors, needles, spools, and scraps she welcomed like familiar friends whose patterned faces bloomed with calico, striped ticking, and feed sack remnants. Bits of aprons, Sunday dresses, and shirts filled spaces in her quilts, the only diamonds she ever had to show. The day after, rounding the sad curve, what a show. Quilts, airing hillside, bloomed like a bouquet filling space and heavy hearts, welcoming us, your colorful remnants.
Donna Geis continues to write poetry in her recent retirement from English education. Her poems, often free verse, but sometimes fixed forms, such as villanelles and sestinas, like we heard today, are imagery-rich and are often based on childhood experiences, past and present relationships in small community life, or family with all its fullness and complexities. Her aim is always to express mindfulness beyond sentimentality. She is a contributing member of several state poetry societies and has won multiple awards for her submissions there. She lives in the beautiful Huntsville area, where inspiration is a constant source of motivation. You can hear Donna's Sestina again, or any of the past stories and poems, by visiting our Sundial archives at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial graphic under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll bring you a new episode of Sundial next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.